Shell No is the theme of the protest happening right now as Shell's Fenica icebreaker tries to head north. KSKA's Monica Goki caught up with one of the protesters.
At about 6:30 this morning, Shell's icebreaker tried to leave dry dock on the Willamette River. It turned back at the St. John's Bridge, where hanging protesters and kayakers are trying to block its exit. Meredith Cox is a local organizer with a conservation group called Portland Rising Tide.
Kayaks are attempting to blockade the Willamette River. I think there's about 80 or 90 people out on the river in boats. And then, of course, there are 13 climbers that are still hanging from the St. John's Bridge, and they have been up there for 36 hours blockading the Fenica, Shell's icebreaker. Let me hold my phone out for you. People are chanting, and arrests are being attempted, but I don't believe any have been made yet on the water.
Cox has been hanging around the bridge since Tuesday. She says when they got wind early this morning that the Fenica was going to leave dry dock, they tried to get as many people as they could on the water.
The Fenica approached the climbers. There was probably a few dozen boaters on the water. And at that point, it actually retreated back to the dock.
At about 3 o'clock this afternoon, Cox says law enforcement was amping up its presence, which makes her think that the Fenica might make a second attempt to head north in the coming hours.
It just started to get pretty serious in the past hour or so when we really saw the first meaningful effort to extract the climbers off the bridge.
Cox says the morale among protesters is strong, and many have pledged to get back on scene as soon as possible if they're arrested. In Anchorage, I'm Monica Goki.